Welcome to the Kingsley James Show.
Well, a pleasant good day to you. I am Kingsley James, and today on my show, we will hear from Ray Roberts. Ray is a former table tennis player and now caretaker of the South St. George constituency for the NDC party. Today, I ask Ray about the areas where he sees that his party can develop and improve if given an opportunity to be in office. Without further ado, I present to you Ray Roberts.
Well, what we perhaps need to do more than ever is to take an audit of our deficits, and there are so many, and perhaps the greatest are the resources of our young people. Clearly, it's a changing world from when I was born, and the period we are in, we have noticed. I grew up with agriculture, a lot of it being the mainstay, no longer the mainstay, but there still has to be a room for it, because feeding the population has to be paramount. We cannot always depend on what comes from outside. So there has to be a new trust in agriculture that would create employment. If you look at it, there's a huge migration from the rural to the so-called urban areas. We need to provide some kind of opportunities for people to remain in their communities, develop their communities, and live an affluent life. And as we look around too, we need to talk about modernization of the public service. We just can't keep doing things as we have been doing in the 60s and 70s and 80s and even the 90s. It's a new world. We have to create the opportunities that people who are skilled, young people who are skilled, people in general who are skilled, can use that skill to serve the country, not just pushing paper, but in, if we talk about technology, our young people, our people, able to create new aspects of the technology for cell phones, for phones in general, for motor vehicles. We need to find niches that we can get our young people to gravitate to. Just talking about selling passports, at some point, that is going to be at a peak. We can't go no more. It is bringing in a lot of money now, and it is solving a lot of the problems. But we have to recognize that we need something more lasting. At least nothing lasts forever, but something that is permanent, that can be revamped and reshaped. And health cannot be ignored in Grenada. We keep talking about the hospital. That is true. But look at the population of Grenada. So many of our people are getting fat, putting on size. There must be a challenge. We have to find a way to re-inject primary health care in pre-primary and secondary and primary schools. And when we do that, I'm sure our communities will have less chronic problems, and health costs, I'm sure, will be reduced significantly. So these are some of the bare surface points I would say that I would touch on.
And of course, this brings us to the end of our show for today. I am Kingsley James, and I do hope that you enjoyed the points that Ray has brought about. I leave you to decide if they were salient points or if they are points that you yourselves can improve on or add to. May God's richest blessings be upon your life, and may He cause His face to shine upon you. Do have yourselves a wonderful rest of the day. I am out of here.